Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. I am so excited you're here. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I started the Easy EdTech Podcast in 2019 to share my favorite tips, tricks, and strategies for technology integration. With over 200 episodes to choose from, including new ones each week, you'll hear stories from my time in the classroom, the work I do now with schools and districts, and updates on my travels to different EdTech events. Each episode is designed to give you ideas you can try yourself, share with a colleague, or bookmark for later in the school year. Don't forget to look for the link to the show notes in the description of this episode. You'll find that link right below the episode summary in every podcast app. This week's episode is sponsored by my Quick Reference Guides. These Quick Reference Guides, or QRGs, give you an overview of big topics and plenty of resource suggestions on a variety of topics. Search for Monica Burns, that's me, on Amazon to find my Quick Reference Guides on AI chatbots, one on classroom technology tips, and another co-written with Pam Allen on digital reading strategies. Or head to classtechtips.com/books for more information. Today's episode is all about finding joy in everyday moments and using technology tools to help out on this journey. I chat with Sheila Kennedy, who is an amazing educator who focuses on this concept of having a positive mindset, positive psychology, and plenty of ways to pull these big ideas into actionable moments throughout our day. Let's dive into the conversation. Welcome to the podcast, Sheila. I am so excited to chat with you today about finding joy in everyday interactions and some ed tech connections. But before we dive in, can you share with listeners a little bit about your role in education? What does your day-to-day look like?
First and foremost, Monica, thank you so much for having me here. As an educator, as a mom, and just as a true human being, like the tools that you share are so useful in all areas. And as an awesome human being, it's just truly a pleasure to be able to spend time with you this morning. But as far as my role in education and my day-to-day looks like, it has changed over time. I started off as an elementary school teacher, teaching primarily first grade. So the little guys were always my favorite. And it also can be a toll and energy sucker.
Yeah.
So it kind of is where that has taken me into the positive psychology field. And I know we're going to get there in a little bit. Going from first grade teacher to what I do now is a mixture of where I was and where it got me and how it got me through there. So to elaborate a little bit on that, my day-to-day now really involves nurturing and helping teachers so that they can show up in a better way for their students or whatever educational environment they are in. And I come from a background of being, like I said, in first grade, and it can be a toll, whether it's first grade or higher grades, but it's a big energy sucker. Mm-hmm. And through the course of being a teacher and always that constant professional development, I came across a book by Marty Seligman, who is the forefather of positive psychology, and it was Learned Helplessness. Doesn't sound like a whole lot of positivity in there. But what I did was discovered the field of positive psychology and found that these are tools not just for if you're interested in psychology, but in truly, it's that guidebook to be a human being. If anyone's a parent, we know that you don't get a guidebook for how to be a parent. Mm-hmm. You don't get a guidebook for being an educator. We don't get one for being a human being. But positive psychology has done a really good job of giving us some guides for that. And what I found was that the more I was learning about positive psychology, I was bringing it into my classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And not only for myself was it filling me up, but it was helping my students and my fellow teachers. And so I've taken what I've learned in the classroom and applied it with the positive psychology field. And I'm now bringing that to other teachers and other educators. So now, rather than being in a first grade classroom all day long, instead I spend it sometimes in doing keynotes for school mm-hmm. districts. It might be in providing professional or personal development. I think they both go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Or it might be just in coaching teachers. So it's a little bit of everything. And yet the commonality is it's really helping us to thrive as human beings so that we can show up in whatever role we have in the best way.
And that is, it's electric, right? Being around a community where they're embracing, right? Finding that joy in everyday interaction, something we're talking about today. And you mentioned that book, you mentioned your classroom experience. Can you share a bit about your journey in exploring positivity and what sparked this interest?
Yes, truly. It started off, as I've done more and more keynoting, I have found, and you go back and go into your past, I have found that it really started as a really young age. And I, from the time I was little, used to make a wish on my birthday that I wanted to be, if any of you, now I'm going to age myself here, but know of the show, I Dream of Jeannie. I used to wish that I could be I Dream of Jeannie. And it's not just my true love of the color pink, but it was really, it came out of wanting to make other people's wishes come true, to help bring happiness to their lives, to make things that are going to have them smile. And as I look back on that, I'm like, well, I didn't realize it started so early. But in a more realistic avenue of how I got to the field that I'm doing now is not only as a mom and a teacher, I was always trying to find those ways to make people feel better about themselves. So if something wasn't going well, how can I flip it and make it not as bad, to be a little bit more optimistic? And as I mentioned earlier, I came across a book by Marty Seligman, Learned Helplessness, and it really opened my eyes to the field of positive psychology. And so I first enrolled in a certificate program prior to, just back in 2019, I graduated with a master's in positive psychology from the University of Pennsylvania. And studied under Marty, which was like a big geek out movement for me, as well as like Angela Duckworth. So it was like all the like celebrities of the field I got to work under. But prior to that, I'm just getting my certificate in the field. I started finding that I was bringing that science that I was learning in the classroom setting into my first grade classroom. And being on social media, I would see so many teachers, and it broke my heart, sharing how they were worn out. They were feeling burnout, how they were feeling guilty for enjoying their weekend because they were not looking forward to Monday morning. And so you would see that hashtag of Sunday night blues or Monday morning, Sunday night scaries. And I thought, there's nothing wrong with having enjoyment of your weekend and not wanting to go back to work. Like, that's okay. And so I thought about, boy, what can I do for the teachers and the educators to bring a little positivity into their day? And so being someone who had way too many inspirational t-shirts that I could count and not enough dress down Fridays to wear them, I decided to start something I called Monday Positivity, but I used the T-E-E at the end instead of the T-Y to play with the word of, you know, being a t-shirt. And I would share that on social media as well as wear it to school. And along with whatever the message was, I would share a little bit of the science behind it. And what I found, and what I think a lot of us have come to realize, is that positivity is contagious and it has a ripple effect. And so even for those teachers I would see maybe in the hallway that weren't feeling too happy or might look and go, ugh, what shirt do you have on this Monday, Sheila? Over time, it had that ripple effect of, it gave them something to look forward to. And it gave me something to look forward to. Instead of Monday being, I have to go back to work, it was, which one of my shirts can I wear? Right. And how can I tap into my own passion of the field of positive psychology and share it with others? Because when we have a passion, like you have a passion for technology, when you can take it and share it with others and help support others in what they do in their day-to-day, it just has that ripple effect.
Yeah.
And so that was where it started, with just Monday Positivity shirts and my own passion of positive psychology and wanting to share it with others. And of course, it has now grown into a whole lot more in regards to not only sharing t-shirts, but now in all the work that I do on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. And Sheila, you mentioned the technology connection, and you do such a great job spreading joy on social media. You are one of my favorite Instagram follows. And these spaces can just feel so noisy at times and not always positive, right? You mentioned even some of those hashtags you might see that kind of stir up the emotions. Even if you're not there yet, you're seeing someone else who's feeling that and you're taking it in. So I'm curious, what are some of your some strategies we can use as adults, right? We often talk about students and social media, but are there strategies we can use as adults to stay positive in social spaces?
Yes. And it truly is. And as we talk today, it'll sound a little repetitive, but I feel like there's two huge key pieces to both in social media spaces, as well as in our day to day, when we're talking specifically about positivity and joy, and it's self-awareness and intentionality. Self-awareness is such a key to really tapping into how we are thinking and feeling in the moment. And when we do that, if we're scrolling through social media, take notice of how we're feeling. And if it's something that's lighting you up and making you feel good, that's a sign that what you're doing and what you're consuming is bringing joy and positivity to yourself. And on the flip side, when you start not feeling really great or feeling down and feeling that heaviness come across, knowing that maybe this is something I need to get out of. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's something that I need to hop off of the phone or to stop following a certain account. And I know we have a mutual friend, Tammy, who is the minimalist educator. And I think that is a true key of just as much as we want to add a lot of goodness into our lives or add a lot of fun into our lives, a lot of joy, it's just as important to do thinking about that subtraction piece of how can I minimize situations so that it leaves more space for the good. And so really follow, if you're noticing accounts, stop following ones that aren't making you feel good, regardless of who it is or what it is, because at the end of the day, it's you that's going into that bed at night, closing your eyes, and that should be your number one priority. And thinking also with that self-awareness piece of not only if it's not feeling good, but to ask yourself why. Because sometimes that question of why we're feeling the way we're feeling can really open up our eyes to a whole lot of other things.
And I think that connection to the intention, like you mentioned, the why, right? We talk so much about the why when we are developing project ideas or we're bringing in activities to a group of students or when we're choosing resources to share with them. And I think that's a practice that we can all, I know maybe at least I can speak for myself, I can know I can do a better job at, right? As you're looking at things and you're saying, what am I trying to get from this account? Or what kind of interaction do I want here? What do I want to learn, you know, from this space? Because not everything is going to be, right, as positive, right, in terms of what people are sharing. And I want to think too, even off of social media, perhaps, or adjacent to it, we might say, are there any mobile apps or online resources that you think can help someone promote a positive mindset?
Yes. And it's funny because you do sometimes we think, how could technology go hand in hand with positive when we hear so much negative? And I think like anything in our lives, it's really that awareness and intentionality that makes a difference. And a few things that I have found that have been really helpful, and I know we haven't talked about it, but something I do every week when it comes to joy is joy spotting.
Mm-hmm.
I, in particular, use just my phone and the camera.
Yeah.
And which is wonderful with taking that mindfulness awareness moment, finding something that brings me joy and snapping a picture on my phone. As simple as the camera. And then on Sundays, I use that that Sunday as a reminder for a reflection to go back and think, why did it bring me joy? Because now I'm strengthening that awareness muscle of mine. And what we know from the science is joy and gratitude go hand in hand. And gratitude is the number one practice for living a good life and filling ourselves up. So even though a camera seems like a really basic piece of technology to use, I think that's one of the top ways to channel joy. But in particular, there are also some great technology apps such as the Happy Feed app.
Ooh, I don't know about this one.
So this is like joy spotting that I do on my social media accounts, but within an app. Okay. So it literally is taking, you take a picture each day and it puts it into a little calendar for you. So you have on my phone, I have my own joy spotting album, but this does it for you.
Yeah.
And it also enables you the opportunity to add a little piece of gratitude to it.
Nice.
So Happy Feed is a great one. Another one is Happify. I don't know if you're familiar with that one.
So. Yeah.
Happify is great in regards to you can really pick what area of positivity you want to channel in on or happiness or maybe something you're struggling with. And using that app, it will guide you through both a little piece of knowledge as well as a little bit of practice. One of my other favorites is the Calm.
I love that one. Yes.
Because when we think of just that awareness, it's really taking that moment of, and when I talk about joy spotting, it's being mindful in the moment. We're always either looking at what could we have done differently in the past or wishing on that we were still in the past. Mm-hmm. We're always looking into the future. And what I love with the Calm app is it really helps us remind us about grounding in the present moment. And it's one of the reasons why I love doing the joy spotting each day is because no matter how hectic or how crazy my day can be, or even on the days when things are a little heavy, it's taking just that one moment, that awareness and intentionality of, for this moment, I'm going to be present and take in something around me that is good. And the Calm app really helps to strengthen that for me, whether it's the start of the day or at the end of the day.
I love that, because as we're talking today about really practical ways that listeners can incorporate positivity into their daily interaction, so many of us go for our phone for the first bite of a meal is with the camera app before we pick up a fork or a spoon. When we are in that, we're just in that mode already of grabbing something, grabbing our phone, snapping a picture. But I love the intention behind it, because the intention's not always there, right? Or we're not acknowledging why we're taking that picture or why this is special. So just that idea of cataloging it, right? Having things that you could look back on in those moments where maybe you're not feeling right as joyful. I think that's really powerful. So I'm wondering if you have any other tips for listeners on how to harness the potential that technology has to create a more positive environment.
Yes. And when you said the first thing we always want to do is reach for our phone in the morning. Yeah. When we're thinking of going into our email, even though we may say we shouldn't be doing it, some of us I know are guilty of it. I wanted to share two sites that I have subscribed to that really have positive emails that come to you each morning. So even if you're going to go to the emails right away, at least start your emails with an uplifting one. And one is Smile. It's by Inspire More. And I will be sure to share the website links for the notes. But it's good news for the day. So instead of when we think of turning on the news and it's all the heavy things that are going wrong, this is a shift of here's some really uplifting good news to share with you each day. And some is funny and some is like real news, but all good and positive. And the other one is Tut, which is Notes from the Universe.
Ooh.
And so each day it's a little bit more on the spiritual side than positivity side, but I still think it's a great way to channel and connect with ourselves. So there are two emails, ones that I like to include. But when we think of getting up in the morning, I wanted to add in there that just thinking of your environment and how important of a part it plays in the way that we feel. Because the way that we think and we feel affects everything that we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It affects how we show up for the day. It affects the consequences that come from our actions. And so thinking about when you first wake up in the morning, how are you setting yourself up to feel a little bit more uplifted? To have a little more joy and a little more positivity. And it might be something as simple as, what picture do you have nearby? Anybody who knows me, my true, I joke, love of my life was my dog Oreo. And I have his picture first thing in the morning. That's what I say. He's no longer with us, but it's still that little piece of joy that I see every morning of that reminder. He's still there with me. Mm-hmm. It might be having your favorite mug washed and ready next to the Keurig machine in the morning so that when you go down for your coffee, it's that cup that's going to make you smile. Again, I think of myself. I have one with my little Oreo on it. And I also have, I know none of you can see, but yeah. Monica can. Mm-hmm. I have my NYC mug because it's another New York is my happy place.
Mm-hmm.
Things that are going to make you smile right away. Maybe it's having out your favorite outfit, a certain color. Thinking about how you can write your own headline for the day is what I like to say. You get the choice of how you're going to write it, and to have that mindset already in place of how do I want to start my day, and not just on the logistics of work and getting my lunch ready, but there are things we're going to have to do anyway. So why not add a little happiness and joy to it by thinking of the colors that are surrounding you? Maybe it's that cute lunchbox that you want to have or that cute tote bag that makes having to do the work a little bit more fun. Or for me, it might be that sparkly pair of sneakers that have a little added gemstones to it, but it makes doing something a little more fun. I just got into playing pickleball, and I could get any pickleball paddle, but why not get a pretty pink one since pink is my color? It adds a little joy to my day. But so for the listeners, really being more intentional of how can you start your day And then throughout the day, what can you do to bring a little joy? Not just stopping and thinking about, is there something good? I always say five senses are a great way to just think for a moment. For 1 minute, think about those five senses. What's something I see that can make me just put a smile on my face? What am I listening to? What can I hear? Maybe it's the birds chirping if it's a nice sunny day. And if we've been experiencing rain lately, rain doesn't always necessarily make us feel smiley and happy, but maybe think of, oh, those drops of rain are helping to bring those beautiful mums that we're going to start seeing in the fall, autumn time, bring them to life to see all those bright autumn colors. But to really find a way to flip the negative or the heavy things into, at least for a moment, feel good. And that's what I love so much about joy, is that intense, just momentary experience of a positive emotion. So it doesn't need to be the big celebrations that we think of as joyful, but just a tiny little thing. Sometimes I like to think of it as like the sprinkles, or in my case, the jimmies on ice cream. But they're not there the whole time. But to me, that's the best part of the ice cream. Even though it doesn't last long, just those little colorful sprinkles for a moment can make it an experience so much more than what it has to be.
And that emphasis that you just placed on the small of it all, right? Like these small moments, it might be that one thing you do, which is you wake up and you're like, this is my headline for today. I'm going to text it to my friend who's in a different time zone and they'll see it when they wake up. Like, I just love that intentional practice. And it doesn't have to be something massive. It could be that first step of downloading a new app or signing up for a newsletter, or even just integrating things in your daily digital or analog. So Sheila, I'm going to link out to the resources that you shared where people can connect with you. But for anyone who's on the go listening today, who wants to do more of a mental bookmark, where can people connect with you? Where can they learn more about your work?
Absolutely. I spend most of my time on Instagram, and that is at positively.sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A, because Sheila is often a mixed up kind of spelling, as well as on Facebook at Be Positively Connected. I'm also in the creation mode of a website, but bepositivelyconnected.com is a way that they can sign up for when I start releasing a newsletter with lots of other tidbits and strategies, especially. And if I can leave on this note to just say that if you just want to have a little bit of joy today, go on a joy hunt, find those joy magnets. Get moving. Dr. Wendy Suzuki, if I can leave with this quote, says that every time you move your body, you give your brain a bubble bath of positive neurochemicals. And so get moving. It's going to automatically make you feel better, have more fun, go out and play, be more childlike, and most and foremost, connect with yourself and connect with others. That's truly where we find the most joy.
Thank you, Sheila. What a wonderful note to leave on today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. And I look forward to connecting with all your listeners as much as I can bring some joy to their days.
This was such a fun conversation with Sheila, with plenty of action items for you to try. So let's make this EdTech easy with a few key points from the conversation. Try joy spotting and snapping a picture of special moments. Create a headline for your day to set the tone. Sign up for a positive newsletter for a bit of daily inspiration. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode, including all of the ways to connect with Sheila Kennedy, on classtechtips.com/podcast and finding today's episode number 236. This week's episode is sponsored by my Quick Reference Guides. These Quick Reference Guides, or QRGs, give you an overview of big topics and plenty of resource suggestions on a variety of topics. Search for Monica Burns, that's me, on Amazon to find my Quick Reference Guides on AI chatbots, one on classroom technology tips, and another co-written with Pam Allen on digital reading strategies. Or head to classtechtips.com/books for more information. Thank you for tuning in to another Tuesday episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. Stay tuned this fall for a few bonus episodes. Instead of Sundays like we've done this past year, they're going to shift to Fridays. Not every Friday, but every once in a while. So make sure you're listening on a podcast app where you can hit the follow button. That way, every new episode, not just Tuesdays, but the bonus ones too, will pop up for you as soon as they go live. And if you want to share an idea from today's episode, maybe with a friend or a colleague, you can send the link to them as a text or even tweet or post it on your favorite social media platform. You can find me there too. Just tag me at Class Tech Tips with any takeaways or questions.